repent? Absolutely.
Nursery time. 5 and under nursery, Jack's my helper today. That's right.
All right.
What is it?
There goes the future of our church.
That's right.
Well, let's have a word of prayer. All right. Sunday, we let you do the special.
Okay,
that sounds great. Y'all like to hear that guitar? Unless you want to do it right this second.
I'll do special after church. I'll do one. Choir next week. That'd be great.
You know,
I love playing.
When Monica and I, not me, not Monica, now Stephanie and I interviewed Michael, we saw some real potential in this young man.
Amen.
Yeah. And every once in a while, I'll ask him to play something, a request for me of some sort. After, you know, y'all are gone, this is maybe not a churchy song, so to speak. But anyway, sometimes he'll indulge me and play a little something that I'd like for him to play. Because, believe me, the boy can make the guitar talk more. All kinds of different levels. That's right. You already hear him play jazz. But anyway, he told me earlier when I come around the corner, he said, and he was playing something there, a little spiffy. I said, oh, that sounds good. He said, yeah. He said, I was thinking about playing Van Halen for you. I said, well, is that a gospel?
Edward Van Halen.
He said, it's close. Not quite spiritual, but close. I don't want no Van Halen. You know, I don't know who Van Halen is. I don't want no Van Halen. But, you know, at the cross, the old rugged cross, Amazing Grace. You know, something along those lines would be appropriate for that. That'll work out fine. No. Now that's always after church, Maxine. Yeah. That's not during church, all right? So, anyway.
I'm talking about country rock out
there. Oh, yeah. Thank goodness, Larry, you haven't been filming any of this, have you?
Of course.
Well,
how about old time religion?
We got folks, we just sort of like that. But we do love Jesus, and let's get that right off the internet since our man's been filming during all this kind of stuff. But I know he can cut some of that off if he needs to. All right, folks. We're getting to the very, very meat of this book called Revelation. In this, we're getting very closely to the greatest battle between good and evil that will ever take place on this planet. Alright? Now, not only are we going to get introduced to it, and then I'm going to finish it up next week, but we are literally on the doorsteps of Jesus coming. Now, I keep bringing you up to date on current events. I know a lot of you watch TV and you know what's going on. All that's going on between Palestine and Israel, Russia and the Middle East, everything is coming to a head and doing it. I tell you the best way, read your Bible first. That's going to tell you the events that are going to take place. And then watch the news. The two go right hand in hand. You understand that? The Bible and the news goes right hand in hand. Anytime it happens, it's right on the spot. It's almost as if it's live while it's happening. Every week I tell you, watch the news and then watch the sky. Jesus is coming.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, here we go. Revelation chapter 19. Now, usually, a lot of times before an event happens, say a graduation party, say a wedding, birthday party, a lot of times you hear it doing an announcement. Maybe you get an invite in the mail, or maybe you see it in the paper. But there's some type of an announcement that happens before some great event. So you can put it on the schedule, if you will. Everybody understand this? This means yes, right? That's how that happens, okay? We live by a calendar these days. Well, this is sort of, these first several verses is an announcement of what's been happening and what's getting ready to happen. The day is about at hand for the trumpet to sound. Here we go. Let's start off with the announcements. And after these things, I heard, as it were, a great voice of a great multitude in heaven. Who's a great multitude? Us. We're going to make a lot of noise. We're going to sing. We're going to praise. Saying, hallelujah, salvation, glory, power belongs to who? Did we just not see? How great is what? Our God. Here you go. Belongs to our God. For truth and righteousness are his judgments. And he has judged the great harlot. Now, I understand that's a pretty strong language. And I know some of our smaller kids are gone. If you've got your Bibles open, it's even a stronger word for harlot. Now, I understand, you know, temptation is Satan's way of getting people. And this is all this is saying. This is a word of saying the great temptations have been taking place for the last several years. Now, it's coming to a head. Her that corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. All right, here we go. All that basically is to say this world is absolutely being controlled by Satan and all the lives that he's destroying, and those who would not take the mark of the beast has been killed. Their blood is on the hands of the harlot, Satan. Okay? That's what that means. And a second time they say, hallelujah! And her smoke goeth up forever and ever. Just, we know. Now, we're in heaven. We know we're getting ready to come back with him. No wonder we're singing. It's getting ready to be a wonderful thousand years on this planet. No wonder we're singing. No wonder we're excited. We're ready to come back. We're ready to come back and to have a good time and to serve the Lord here on this planet. Everybody with me? Say amen. Amen. Get the picture? All right. And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshiped God and sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. Remember now, this is just the symbolism of all of us who are in heaven. Okay? All right, Larry. We're all singing. We're praising God. We're getting ready to come back. And a voice came forth from the throne, saying, give praise to again our God. All ye, his servants, ye that fear him. Fear means respect him. The small and the great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of the mighty thunder, saying, hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigneth. We are just singing. It's like we know it's time. We know that we're getting ready to come back, and we're singing, we're praising him, singing, praising, as thunder. Can you imagine what this choir is going to sound like? Can you imagine what this is going to be like? Well, all of these people singing and praising God, those who were part of the rapture, those who have joined up with their heavenly body now, and even those who were saved during the tribulation, millions millions singing, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Larry, here we go. Let us rejoice and be exceeding glad. Let us give the glory unto him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Now, the Lamb, the marriage feast. We represent the wife, the Lamb represents Jesus. We're all getting ready, we're all joined together, and now we're coming back to set this planet straight. And it was given unto her that she should array herself in fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteousness acts of the saints. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about verse 8. We'll get it up there while I take a drink. You see this? Fine linen, bright, pure, white. For the fine linen is the what? Righteous what? What's that? How we lived our life down here for the saints. Let me tell you what I think this means. I got a lot of Bible scholars all over the world who say the same thing. So I'm on record like I do. I'm on record telling you this. We're coming back and we're going to be in this white garment. But this white garment is going to also represent how we live our life on this earth. I want you to listen to me closely. If you've ever been in the military, I have not, but if you've been in the military, you can take a look at the uniform of whomever, and you can tell exactly what branch of the army they're in, whatever medals they got. Know exactly what they've done. I think this is going to be the same way. This is the army that's coming back. Some people are going to get to heaven by the skin of their teeth. They'll be grateful to get there. And they're going to have the white garment, but it may be just sort of plain. Because there's a lot of people, folks, who don't do a lot for the Lord. The more you do for the Lord, I promise you, if you watch this, to array yourself in fine linen. Array means you're going to be proud of what you got on. Bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteousness acts of the saints. All this simply means when I get to this 1,000-year reign, I may come back to this. Because this is what's going to set up what the role is going to be of the Christian people during the 1,000-year reign. That's deep. I know that. I know if you watch me, man, that. I understand. The more you do for the Lord here while you're alive, the more authority you're going to have during the millennium. Because, see, there's going to be a lot going on, and I'm not getting ahead of myself. And when I get there, I'm going to spend some time on this 1,000 years. That is the number one question that I get out of everything in the book of Revelations. Revelation, what happens during that 1,000? Because see, not everybody's going to be clothed how we're going to be clothed. And I'm going to talk to you about that when we get there. But I want to stop here to make sure you understand. The more you do for the Lord here, the more responsibility, the better you live for the Lord now. Who knows what your role is going to look like? And who knows what the Lord's going to allow you to do during that time? Now, when I say that, do not misunderstand me. This is not all about works, that we're trying to work our way to have bigger authority in heaven. That's not what this is about. You can't work your way to heaven. You only get to heaven through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only way you're going to get there. But once you accept Jesus Christ, you do and should take on the fact that you want to live for him, obey him, study his word, live a Christian life. before other people, the stuff that you do for him in his church, whatever role that may be, how you live your life, and how you witness to other people, however that may be, all of that, once we are judged, and we will be judged as Christian people, understand that our reward is coming, and our reward will be shown in the fine many of the righteous actions that you and I did while we were on this planet. If you understand that, give a little hand of applause. And he saith unto me, White, right, blessed are they that are bidden to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true words of God. All right, Larry, here we go. And I fell down before his feet to worship him. And he saith unto me, See thou do it not. I am a fellow servant with thee, and with thy brother that hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of the prophecy. Understand this. As John writes this, he's got angels, he's got different ones that come to him and tell him what's going on. John sometimes gets overwhelmed, and he bows down to whoever the messenger may be. And every messenger says, whoa, get up. But it's praised. And this outfit. And it's God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. Get up off your knees. You don't worship me, you worship God. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, here's our introduction to what's coming next week. Believe me, you don't want to miss this, folks. Here it comes. And I saw heaven open. What a sight this is going to be. And behold, a white horse. And he that sat thereon was called faithful and true. And in the righteous, he does judge. What's he going to do, folks? Biggest battle in the history of mankind. He's coming with his army. We'll talk about that some next week. This is the introduction. We've been praising, singing, worshiping in heaven. And now we see heaven's door open up. Now, some have said, I'm just throwing this out, I'm just sort of making this as a comment. Heaven's door was opened up when we went. And some suggest that we have not seen the door open up in 7 years we're up there, but we're doing other things. But can you imagine what this is going to be like from our vision when this door opens up and we look down? All of these armies. Huge warfare, machinery, airplanes, tanks, guns, atomic weapons, waiting for us and get out there, stopping us from coming to take back what belongs to us. Are they going to stop us? Because they're coming for us. Comes a time in life when you've got to figure out if you want to follow. And I want to close with this, especially if you watch me on the internet, you listen closely. You want to follow one of two things. You either want to follow Jesus, or you're going to follow Satan. Believe me, we got a bigger army that's following Satan, that's following Jesus. But this will be a time that the size of this army won't matter. Because actually the army that Jesus is going to bring back with him. He don't need our help. Okay? He don't need our help. He don't need anything except for us to see. Hallelujah. to the land. The land can handle this all by him. So, what we are, is we're the cheerleaders that's coming back. We're going to stand up there and cheer and say, Lord, go get them. Make the planet right, because we're coming home again. What a day that will be. Run by Jesus, as you'll see. Give the Lord a round of applause. Father, in the most precious and holy name of Jesus. Father, a day is coming for battle. World events is getting it ready even as we speak now. The rapture of the church is at hand. And after that, Father, the greatest battle known to mankind. Everyone is gathering in the Middle East. Get ready. Father, right now, my prayer is that anybody within the sound of my voice, they need to know Jesus and they need to know him today. To those who don't go to church anywhere, hopefully if they see this, they'll know that whatever it takes for them to get here, they need to get here. They need to come. God's people need to be gathered in God's house these days. Father, if there be one here that's lost, we pray for their salvation. If there be one listening or watching by internet, Father, and they don't know you as Lord and Savior, that Father, they may truly understand. Today is the day of salvation. It's not tomorrow, it's today. Father, we love you. We praise you. Thank you. Your grace this hour. Jesus' most holy name we pray. So your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. You're invited to this altar. You're invited to come and let me pray with you. Whatever's upon your heart, will you come in the name of Jesus?